USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From police injuries to financial losses from looters, the aftermath from weeks of cross-country protests are crushing some cities. All told, the unruly demonstrations following the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery could make it one of the costliest displays of civil disorder in U.S. history. In many places, the financial fallout comes as cities and states are draining their coffers trying to fight COVID-19. The end result for these cities could put them millions of dollars in the red and struggling for years. In Minneapolis, costs related to the protest could hit over $500 million. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 80 nights of destruction have caused them $23 million and counting. And in Chicago, a city that's seen soaring crime rates and corruption at the highest levels, the damage done from the protest has high-end retailers crippled and mom-and-pop stores trying to eke out a living. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
For the first time since 2011, California ordered rolling power outages. Officials warned that there may be additional blackouts to come throughout the next week. The ongoing heat spell, sending temperatures soaring into triple digits for multiple days in a row, is raising concerns about crowds flocking to the beach amid the coronavirus. Officials are encouraging the public to find safe locations to beat the heat and check on elderly neighbors who may be more susceptible to heat-related illnesses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from Ground Zero as a tribute to the victims of the 2001 terror attacks, is back on. The governor said the state will provide healthcare personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the tribute in light installation, which features 88 7,000-watt xenon light bulbs positioned on the roof of a parking garage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the annual Sturgis Rally winds down in South Dakota, USA's Chris Barnes has one of the strangest stories from this year's edition.
An Iowa woman is lucky to be alive after a bison attacked her at the nearby South Dakota Custer State Park. The 54-year-old woman had been traveling with a group of motorcyclists when they stopped to snap some photos. Videos posted to Facebook showing the bison mom snagging horns in the woman's belt loop and flinging her around until her pants come off.
Oh my God! She's unconscious.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Witnesses say the fact that her pants did come off is why she was able to survive the attack. The woman was flown to a hospital, but police later said she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Following the death of President Trump's brother Robert Trump, disenchanted critics of the president have been tweeting the hashtag WrongTrump, as if to say it should have been the president who passed away. As of this morning, the hashtag was the second highest trending on Twitter with over 100,000 tweets, including a number of journalists and an NAACP leader. Bishop Talbert Swan, who is a pastor, radio host, and president of the Springfield, Massachusetts branch of the NAACP, said, "Dear Grim Reaper, you took the wrong Trump." A number of the posts bearing the hashtags were expressing distaste for the trend, even by some who opposed the president. Robert Trump died 11 days before what would have been his 72nd birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.